releasing the strap. We were born to shine.
Since I felt I could breathe, I'm not running my life. No, it's running me. Mind's going a million miles an hour, but can't sleep. Oh, oh. Be still and know, yeah, it's so hard to do when the world's telling me I've got something to prove. All eyes are on me, got everything to lose. Oh, oh. More hustle, go harder, yeah, get it done. I'm tired of trying to keep up, so I gotta slow down, 'cause I'm about to break down under all the pressure that's pulling me. Voices saying don't you stop, keep moving around. I know I got your love, so I'm already enough. There's no then left you for me, closer to be with you now, so I can finally slow down. Sitting here with you is a beautiful thing. Yeah, you opened my eyes to see all that I need is right here in your arms, so deep in your heart. Oh, 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 oh. More comfortable. Yeah, get it done. I'm tired of trying to keep up, so I gotta slow down, 'cause I'm about to break down under all the pressure that's pulling me. Voices saying don't you stop, keep moving around. I know I got your love, so I'm already enough. There's nothing more I gotta say, gotta do. Then let you pull me closer, just be with you now, so I can finally slow down. Just be with you, just be with you.
What's up, what's up? It's your girl, Nicolette Von Schell from the Supermodel in You segment, and you better keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Good evening, everyone. That was Danny Gopi with Slow Down. Welcome to Season 4, Episode 62 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks to everyone for tuning in all around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing it. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced over 300 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Poverty Dream Tour and Hold On, Overcome solo tour. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Tonight, join us with special guests, Maynard O of Jada Spices. Jada Spices is the number one spice in Australia, Amazon, and the Food Network has featured their product, and it's the number one spice at UCLA. We also have a brand new Entrepreneurs on the Move segment with special guest, fashion designer and entrepreneur, Trevellis Gomez. She has a BA in fashion design and merchandising and an MBA in marketing and more than 25 years in the fashion and supply chain industry. Trevellis has her own self-titled clothing line, and she began her line with just two dresses and now has over 75 different styles. I'm always booking new shows and performances, and I love traveling. If you're looking to bring me, my tours, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, subscribing to all my new videos, and supporting all my new music. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs and going back into the recording studio with my music producers, The Quakes, and also one of my dear friends, Scott Swish, very soon. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out my official website, iamsadechampagne.com. I am SadeChampagne.com. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook like usual all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at SadeChampagne, Facebook me at SadeChampagne, Instagram I am SadeChampagne, hashtag SadeChampagneShow or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who's already been tweeting me, you Facebook me, Instagram me, YouTube me, and email me. Your support amazes me.
You're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Time for our Entrepreneurs on the Move segment. This is where I feature rising and veteran entrepreneurs, business leaders, creators, and innovators who are changing up the game, inspiring others, and making bold moves. Today we have fashion designer Trevellis Gomez as our special guest for this segment. She has a BA in fashion design and merchandising, an MBA in marketing, and more than 25 years in the fashion and supply chain industry. Trevellis started her first company in 1997 as a company providing custom sewing services. After providing custom services for several years, her self-titled clothing line, Trevellis, was created. She began her line with just two dresses, and now she has over 75 different styles and SKUs. Most recently, she added jewelry to her line, and she specializes in stones. How are you doing, Trevellis?
I'm doing wonderful, Sade. How are you?
Fantastic. We want to thank you for being a guest on Season 4 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio, and you are our first guest this season for our Entrepreneurs on the Move segment.
Great. Thank you for having me.
So please tell us how you first became interested in fashion and entrepreneurship, and then which of the two is your favorite and why?
I became interested a long time ago. Entrepreneurship have always ran in my family, but as a young girl, I always liked making clothes for my little Christy dolls and baby dolls and stuff like that. And as I got older, I didn't realize it was something I could really as I started trying to figure out which way I wanted to go with my life, I decided I wanted to kind of get into fashion design, but I was kind of a little scared, so I kind of added supply chain into that. And after being in supply chain for so long, I decided, you know what, I want to do something with my fashion. I kind of went the easy route and decided I wanted to just start doing custom where people would just bring me a picture and say, can you make this? And I decided, you know what, yeah, I can do that. But that only lasted for so long. That only gave me so much satisfaction. I decided I really wanted to put my vision out to more women, and that's when I created my line and decided I can kind of reach a lot more women where they're wearing my name on their backs a lot more.
Mm-hmm. And so you would say out of entrepreneurship and fashion, that fashion is definitely your favorite?
It is definitely my favorite. It is definitely my favorite. It's nothing more pleasurable than receiving pictures and seeing people walk right past me wearing something because, you know, a lot of people kind of wonder who I am. You know, they never see me, and it feels good to be able to see someone wearing my garment.
So speaking of your self-titled clothing line, please tell us all about Trevellis and where people can purchase items.
People can purchase my items on my website at www.trevellis.com, trevellis.com. Don't forget the dash. Everything is made to order. I do have a few things that I already stocked that are ready to ship, but for the most part, a lot of my garments are made to order. I am also on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram as well as Twitter. There is a store right here in Dallas, because I'm located in Dallas, that carries my stuff as well.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Congratulations on everything. So what are your top three favorite fashion tips that you could share with our listeners right now who may be wanting to, you know, develop their own personal style? They don't know anything about fashion, but this is something they're interested in. Maybe they have gotten in great shape. They're learning how to love their body. You know, what are your top three favorite fashion tips that you'd love to share with our listeners?
You know, one thing that I always say, because my line services all women. It doesn't service size 0 to 4 or 6 or anything like that. My line goes all the way up to whoever needs it. And I always say, love the skin you're in. We're all beautiful. Don't ever feel like you can't get anything, because that's what I get a lot of. A lot of women, they say, well, do you make this size? Do you make that size? I'm short, but I'm a size 6. I'm really tall. I have this. Can you do this for me? And I provide those services. And when they get their product, they're happy. They're always feeling like, oh my God, I did not think I would look this good in that. Don't ever feel like you can't achieve anything. Don't ever feel like you're any less than anyone else. Because we're all beautiful. There's always something out here for everyone. And another thing is that we all tend to feel a little bit less because we've gotten older, or we've had children, or, you know, we're not the way we used to be in our 20s. That's something, I mean, the 40s and the 50s are the new 20s. I can guarantee you that. And we're just as confident and sexy as anyone that's younger.
That's such great advice, you know, and it's funny because my birthday is actually coming up in just a week, and I'm turning 31, and even I feel people that are younger than me or even that are around the same age as me, they start freaking out about getting in their 30s, and, you know, society doesn't help us, like you said, with that. It makes us start feeling like, oh, my gosh, you're getting old. What are you going to do? And I just feel like every year that I live is a blessing, you know, and so I embrace that, and I don't want to allow anyone to make me feel bad about my age or feel like I should be younger or be this or be that. So I think that's phenomenal and very important advice that you're giving.
Oh, yes. I think it's really important. A lot of people, they condemn, and you shouldn't condemn. At the same time, you know, I try to reward, too. I have a lot of clients that come to me, and they say, oh, you know, Charles, I've been watching your line for years. You know, I didn't want to purchase anything because, you know, I felt that I wasn't the right size. I was trying to lose weight. And some people, when they tell me their story, I say, you know what, I'm happy for you. And it will probably be something that they didn't realize I saw them too. And there have been times where I've sent them something as a congratulation gift or given them an extra discount as a congratulation gift. And a lot of people don't realize I do that. So that gives me pleasure and joy when they get that gift in the mail and they say, oh, my gosh, if I was really, put it on, and they send me pictures.
Yeah,
so
that's amazing.
A lot of it is making someone feel good, look good, and you have to be classy and smart model, and you have to be comfortable.
Yeah.
You have to be comfortable.
Definitely. I agree with that. So what are your top three entrepreneurial tips that you could give to someone who's listening, you know, whether it be a mom or a fashion student? What are your top three entrepreneurial tips?
You know what, that's one of my favorite questions. I get a lot of people asking me, how do they do this, how do they do that? And I always say, learn. Never, never, ever stop learning. Always ask questions. No question is a bad question. No question is a stupid question. If you don't know, you don't know. I've been out here for a long time. I've been sewing. I've been draping. I've been doing supply chain. I've been doing marketing. And I'm still learning. I learn from people that don't have a lot of the degrees that I may have. I learn from people that don't have as much experience. Always be willing to learn. Always remain humble. And that is one thing I always say, learn and remain humble. And put yourself in your consumer's shoes, the people that you want to grab. Put yourself in their shoes and run your business like that. But most importantly, learn and latch on to someone that you admire and want to learn from. Questions. Don't be scared to ask anybody questions, because I've asked some people questions that I didn't even think would talk to me.
That's good. And how did you become so confident, and how do you maintain your high self-esteem and self-love in an industry that has been known to tear others down?
You know what? I think my experiences in life has put me in this situation. We've all been through ups and downs. We've all been through things that we may want to share or may not want to share. And I always say, you never know what someone has been through. You never know what they're going through. When you come out of it, remember what you've been through and keep pushing, because I always felt like I never thought I would be able to send someone my clothing with my name on it. I never thought I would get to that point. I always looked at that as being something unattainable. You can do anything through God and through prayer and through own belief. You're not going to get all the support from everyone that you want. You're not going to have everybody, you know, fawning over everything. You're going to have people that are going to, you know, criticize and judge. You're going to have a lot of people that are going to be negative. But it's how you deal with it, how you internalize it, and what it does to you. It makes you stronger, and it makes you continue to do better. So I always say, don't worry about it. Keep moving forward, because you're not going to please everybody. For every one bad complaint, you're going to have 100 to 300 more. And that's the way I look at it.
That is so true. That's true. Oh, my goodness, that is 100% true. And who or what inspires you to stay focused, motivated, and persistent in your dreams and passions, Travellis?
You know what? And when I was younger, it probably was another celebrity or something like that. But now that I'm out here doing this and I'm striving, I have to say it's my clients. My clients that I have from all across the country, from Mississippi to California, Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, Alabama. I have clients all over, just everywhere. They inspire me. They keep me going. Sometimes when I'm feeling down, you know, they can, you know, they'll say, look at my picture. I'll come out and get a picture. You know, did you see this? Oh, I wore this in London. And, you know, that makes me feel good. So many people ask me, where'd I get it? So many people. My clients keep me going. My clients, they are my biggest supporter. And this is what's funny. Again, I mentioned before that no one knows who I am. No one knows who I am. No one has ever seen me. No one has ever met me. People have never talked to me. Yet I have people that come to me and they say, I want that dress. And they spend it.
Wow.
And the thing is that they come to me as if they know me. I've got so much trust from people. People trust me. And that's what's important. And the fact that they trust me and they look up to me and they believe what I tell them, and they know I'm not going to steer them wrong. I'm not here to rip them off. I'm not going to say, you know what, that looks good on you. I'm going to say, you know what, try this other color on. I don't, you know, because what you go out that door looking like is my business. I want you to look your best, regardless of anything. So my clients keep me going. They keep me going, and I love them dearly.
Wow. What do you have coming up, and is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know what? I just keep striving. I'm trying to keep putting out new garments every day. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes, you know, I try to keep up with the trends, and I try to listen to what they're looking for, what they want. My next goal is probably to try to reach out to a couple more boutiques here and there. I don't want to be in a slew of boutiques, but, you know, maybe one here or there because, my biggest satisfaction is having that direct contact to my consumers. That satisfies me. But basically just more garments. I pretty much only do spring and summer, so I'm busy during the spring and summer season. I only get a break for a short time during the year before I have to start back up, but just constantly putting out new items. That's my biggest thing.
And as you wrap up our time together, how can people stay updated with your happenings, book you, you know, or if they want to get some type of fitting and to support your work and purchase items from your line?
I always tell people, look me up on Facebook at Trevellis or Trevellis Gomez. They can look me up on Instagram under Trevellis.Gomez. My website is also, there's a mailing list on my website at www.tra-velis.com. Again, tra-velis.com. They can look me up through there, but I'm always here. Just reach out to me, send me an email. My email address is info@trevellis.com, info@trevellis.com, and I'm here. I'm here.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much to the stellar, incredible, inspiring Trevellis Gomez, featuring her for our Entrepreneurs on the Move segment. And I'm inspired by her. I'm thankful that I've had the opportunity to interview her tonight. And I really believe that her story and her words of encouragement will empower you all as well.
Time for a song break. Here is Danny Gokey with Stronger Than We Think. I've been playing this on repeat. Keep listening to episode 62 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Oh,
Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular charitable and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. That's SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
Hi, this is Melissa Joy Wood with the Living with Fearless Joy segment on the Sade Champagne Show, and you're listening on Grind Hard Radio.
You're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Right now, we have a special guest on the line, Maynard O. of Jada Spices. His official website is chickensalt.com. With obesity and other food-related illnesses becoming a pandemic, it's become apparent that we need to be more careful about our food choices. People are beginning to listen. In the U.S., 13%, in India, 31%, and in Europe, 10% of the population are vegetarian or vegan. With these rising numbers, the demand is there, but there are limited options. Maynard realized the necessity and decided to create a spice that would make veggies taste good to encourage others to eat healthy. Since he launched the company, Jada Spices is the number one spice in Australia. It's a number one bestseller on Amazon. The Food Network has featured his product, and it's the number one spice at UCLA. Please help me welcome Maynard O. Hi, Maynard. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. We want to thank you for being a guest on Season 4 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio Network.
Oh, thank you. This is an awesome opportunity. We appreciate being on the show and giving us a chance to talk about our product. This is great.
Wonderful. So please tell us how you first became interested in holistic health, wellness, and veganism.
Yeah, it's a kind of a roundabout story. Myself and my business partner, we had always wanted, you know, we went to college together, University of Washington, and we always wanted to collaborate on a business idea. And my business partner grew up in Australia, and in Australia, they have three main spices, right? If you go to any restaurant, you ask for salt, pepper, or chicken salt. Chicken salt is a common spice over there. It's common seasoning. It was originally used on chicken, and then they found out that you could use it pretty much as an all-purpose seasoning, and it became a huge fad in Australia. And when he moved here to the States and we met in college, he was always looking for chicken salt. Could never find chicken salt at that time. And at that time, we were both kind of transitioning into healthier foods and healthier options. And he had gone vegan at that time. It was encouraging us to go vegan at that time. And the chicken salt product that he had used in Australia actually had dehydrated chicken fat and other than chicken stock and other chicken products in it to give it that chicken flavor. And he was like, we should create a product and bring it here to the U.S. and make a healthier version of it for people that still want that bouillon type taste, but are going vegetarian or going vegan. And so that birthed the idea of Jada Spices Vegan Chicken Salt. And so we created our own recipe. We revamped the recipe. We added turmeric, a lot of great health benefits from turmeric, which I'm sure we'll continue to go into a little bit more here in this interview. And then we created vegan chicken salt and started producing it ourselves in-house and created Jada Spices. And that's pretty much how the company formed. And so it was the two of us had that idea of bringing healthier home cooking to people's houses and wanted to create a healthier version of the table salt for people to use.
Mm-hmm. And so at that time, were you already vegan or were you transitioning into that lifestyle?
At that time, we're transitioning. Yeah, I was transitioning and, you know, I'd gone through lots of ups and downs and, you know, even still now, still kind of going through that process as well, too. But at that time, it was just a transition point. And at that point, we were really just trying, I was focused on more body health and really trying to find ways to get more healthy foods into my diet. And I was always telling people, You know, it's not necessarily about it's not necessarily all about just your fitness. You have to watch what you're consuming, what you're putting into your body. And especially nowadays with so much processed food out there and not knowing where our meats are coming from, you know, there's greater opportunity for us to get other products into our system that are not good for us. And so we wanted to make sure we just kind of, as part of our, as far as our company, our company motto and everything, we wanted to make sure we brought health consciousness to people, you know, so we're more conscious of what we're consuming. And rather than just going out and purchasing and buying food and just throwing whatever we wanted to on our plates, we knew where our food was coming from. We knew what was going into our food, and give us a better chance to maintain our fitness and to be more health conscious and world conscious as well.
That's good. And so please explain to us, you know, for those who don't know, exactly what is veganism and what are the benefits of a vegan diet?
Yes. So veganism is pretty much, as a vegan, you don't consume any animal products or any animal byproducts. So there's no, obviously no meat and no foods and nothing produced by animals. So that goes as well as clothing as well, too. So any fabrics or anything like that, they're tested on animals or come from animals. Any animal byproducts such as honey, don't consume as well either. And there's a lot of, and people go vegan for a lot of different reasons. One reason, obviously, is being world conscious. You know, with our environment and different things like that going on in life, animals obviously are diminishing at a higher rate, and it's just being kind of more conscious of our nature and nature as a whole. You know, we treat dogs as pets, and we have other various pets, cats and birds and different things like that. But then we go and kill cows and we, you know, kill pigs and other things like that for food. We don't even realize it. I mean, you don't even realize that pigs are actually one of the smartest animals on the planet as well, too. But yet we treat it as food. So one of the reasons, obviously, is care and the love for animals and care and love for our earth. And then another reason, obviously, is health reasons. You know, like I was saying earlier, with so much, you can watch any documentary that's out there on Netflix or whatever you choose, these different documentaries that are out there that show all of the processed ingredients that go into our foods. Even with the chicken products that are created right now, they add all these different fillers and different things like that to fill up the foods. They add these different steroids and whatnot to the chicken and beef to make them grow faster, because you got to mass produce this food. And you can't, and just growing chickens normally on a farm, in order to be able to feed this huge population, you can't just grow them normally. You got to add steroids in order for them to grow from an egg to a full-blown chicken in a matter of weeks in order to be able to create enough food. And so you have to add all these different steroids and everything like that. And ultimately, those steroids are things that we consume into our system. And it's still early right now. There's a lot of studies that show the different effects of these different steroids and different fillers that are put into our foods. But we're still at an early stage, because we don't know some of the long-term effects that happen, you know, because we're still kind of in that stage where mass production is becoming more and more prevalent, and it might not even be until another 10, 15 years before we start actually seeing some of the results of that. But we're seeing little early stages of that in the foods that we eat. And so that's another reason that a lot of people go vegan, is for their own health problems. You know, we don't need meat to survive. You know, we could survive off the earth. We could survive off of plants, vegetation, and things like that. And so meat is not a necessity for survival. And so so being world conscious and then just being health conscious are definitely two main reasons and benefits of going vegan.
It's funny, because I've seen a couple different types of, you know, prominent, like, vegan, you know, or what people would consider themselves to be vegan. And it's always interesting to me, because I do have, like, some friends who are vegan or vegetarian, and they actually do well, and they eat, like, a lot of whole grains, you know, a lot of veggies, a lot of fruit, you know, like, just a lot of natural, earthy things. But then I also seen the other side, where I know a lot of people who say that they don't eat meat, but I've just seen them eat, like, a bag of Cheetos. And I'm looking at them, like, you know, or, like, hot Cheetos. And I'm like, well, how does that actually pertain to having a healthy lifestyle, you know? And so then they will actually oftentimes people that are vegan that are still, you know, overweight or obese, you know, and it shows that it's not only them taking out the animal products or what types of meat they're eating, but are they actually eating a well-balanced, you know, meal plan? and diet, and unfortunately sometimes not. You know what I mean? They just might be eating, like I said, chips or vegan cookies all day long. And you're like, you still have to have vegetables. And you still have to have fruit and whole grains and those types of things. And so it's just, it's an interesting thing to see. And I guess that's where it's important to have people like yourself who are educating them on it so they can actually be a successful journey.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, like you stated at the beginning, at the opening here of this interview, there's a large percentage of the population that's going vegan now, and I believe I don't know, I don't have the full stats in front of me, but I think you said it was about 10-15 or so percent of the population now is moving towards a vegetarian vegan diet, and that's great. That's it's trending upwards at a dramatic rate. You see now vegan festivals are popping up all across the country, all over the place, and all across the world, and even vegetarian festivals as well. People now are realizing that there are great health benefits, and now people are becoming more health conscious as far as what we're putting into our body. We're not just blindly consuming whatever is given to us. And like you said, there are a lot of people you can go vegan. You could take meat out of your diet, but still have a bad diet. You know, as far as consuming chips and lots of sugars and different things like that, you know, there's definitely a full process that you still have to go through in order to have a full, well-balanced diet, still be able to cut out different carbs and different things like that. And it really depends on your body. Everybody's body type is different. There are people that are more prone to gaining weight in certain areas based off certain foods, different sugars and different things like that. And so part of it is knowing yourself, knowing your body, knowing the types of foods you consume and how those foods affect your body in different ways. So the same diet doesn't work for everybody as far as whether it's cutting out carbs or cutting out different things like that in your diet and getting more proteins, whatnot. People have different needs. And so part of the process of getting to a more holistic, health-conscious diet is knowing your body type and knowing what your body needs and filling your body with those right things as well.
Exactly. I 100% agree. And so you were telling us already about Jada Spices. Where can people purchase it from, and what has the response been like so far?
So the response has been amazing. I mean, we've been in business now for a little over 2 years, and like I said, we started producing it in-house and just literally packaging everything ourselves and selling it at local farmers markets. And from there, we started kind of building a little bit of buzz, and we realized that we could put this on a mass scale. And so invested money, got a distribution, and from the beginning, it's just been literally myself, my business partner, and an intern of ours doing all the work from ground up, and made some investments, got distribution. We have a manufacturer now in Nebraska, and so we're able to produce and distribute our product on a larger scale. And so we started in-house doing local farmers markets. Then we moved to Amazon because obviously Amazon is a huge market. Everybody goes on Amazon to find products.
Right.
So you can find our product on Amazon. And so we started selling on Amazon, and from there started building a buzz, started reaching out to people on social media, and started branching out our marketing campaigns on social media. And what really helped us is we just started actually sending out some free products to people just to give it a try and see what they liked, passing it out to our friends and doing things like that, those pictures and whatnot. And the Food Network actually ended up getting their hands on our product, and a really popular chef and host, Valerie Bertinelli, she has her own show on the Food Network. She got our hands on our product and did a special homemade chips recipe using our chicken salt seasoning. And that really uplifted things for our company. It took us to the next level. Our Amazon sales went up crazy. I still remember that first day when the ad actually aired. We literally sold out of all of our product on Amazon, and we had a re-up pretty quick. And so that was a big learning process of making sure we ramped up and made sure we had enough product in store just in case different situations like that came up. But it was a good problem, obviously. So that started building the demand for our product, and we had a couple big blogs, Epicurious, Mashable, posted about our product and how Australia's number one seasoning has now come to the U.S., and how the U.S. is now being introduced to chicken salt, which has been hugely popular overseas. And so now that it's been introduced to the U.S. market, it's been going crazy. So the response has been awesome. We do a number of vegan festivals every month. We try to do at least two or three vegan festivals. We find it beneficial in two ways. One, obviously, we get to get our product out there to our target market, which is obviously the vegan community. But our product is not just for vegans. Anybody that's, you know, that's either moving towards a health-conscious diet or just wants to add healthier spices to their meal plan can use our product as well, too. And so we go to a lot of vegan festivals, we get to reach our target market, and then also we get to give back to the vegan community as well, and then also continue with our motto of letting people know about a more health-conscious diet and being more health-conscious overall in the foods and different things like that they're consuming. And that's been great for us. It's been awesome being able to talk to people within that community, being able to make contacts within that community, and then continue to brand our product and get our name out there.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely wouldn't consider myself to be a vegan or a vegetarian, but about 70% of my nutrition plan is like mostly plant-based and is organic, you know, and so and especially being, you know, African-American from down south, you know, I definitely don't eat nowhere near as much meat and poultry as what I grew up on, you know what I mean? And I'm just, I'm very particular about how I eat, and I'm really, like you said, I'm very mindful of my food and what it is that I'm eating, and it's been a journey that I've been building over time, you know, and so it's definitely a product that I would enjoy, and it's already when I, you know, wanted to have you on the show, I was like, oh my goodness, looking through your website, I'm like, these are, you know, spices that I would use, you know, that I feel like it could be for anyone who is into, you know, a healthier lifestyle or that wants to even be able to implement something that seems like a small change, but that makes a huge impact.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So, yeah, no, it's and we'll make sure you get your hands on some of our product as well too before we'll get you some additional product as well. Like you said on our site too, you know, we have not only we have our chicken salt, but we also have our line of turmeric salt seasoning. We're going along the trends of health benefits. Turmeric is a root similar to ginger, and it's been out there for generations, centuries. Like turmeric is, the health benefits of turmeric has been known worldwide for generations. It's just kind of now that there's been a big trend about turmeric, and it's since it's especially now in the U.S. Because they've been using it, especially in the Middle East and in India. Turmeric has been a common seasoning that they use all the time. Even in if you go to India, they actually have turmeric bandages. Where there's actually turmeric actually filled in the bandages because turmeric is known to help the healing process of your skin. So if you have wounds and different things like that, you could use turmeric to heal your wounds. But a lot of great health benefits to turmeric. It's anti-inflammatory. It's good for digestion. It's good for healing. And it's good for your bones. It's good for your joints and for healing your muscles as well. So a lot of people use turmeric pills, turmeric capsules, turmeric supplements. Turmeric itself is used in your foods, and you can mix turmeric with different spices and whatnot, and a lot of times it adds that yellow coloring to your food, so people use it for that as well. People drink what's called golden milk, which is turmeric mixed in with their milk. You can mix it in with your coffees, your teas, and different things like that. And so we, 2 years ago, we created turmeric salt, which gives you, it's very similar to our chicken salt blend, but it's a higher concentration of turmeric, but you also get your garlic powder and your onion powder and your sea salt and a little bit of black pepper in there as well, which actually helps your body process the higher concentration of turmeric better. And so we have our line of turmeric salt, and that's been growing great as well too. People are realizing the great health benefits of turmeric, and whenever we go to festivals and we have our turmeric salt out there, people see turmeric and they're immediately, we want this, we want to buy it. They don't even need to taste it or anything like that. It's like straight to the pocket. So now that people are realizing the health benefits of turmeric, and turmeric actually for 2018, when we went to Expo West convention earlier this year, which is one of the biggest trade health conscious trade shows in the U.S., they labeled turmeric as the number one trend for 2018-2019 as far as food products. And so now you have a lot of different businesses, a lot of food brands now are trending towards getting more turmeric into their products because there's some great health benefits for turmeric. And so that's been a great product for us so far, and we're really actually we kind of pride ourselves in kind of being ahead of the trend since we came out with the turmeric. We're the only turmeric salt seasoning on the market right now, and we've had our product out for about 2 years. Yeah, exactly. There's no other turmeric salt seasoning. Normally, you have your turmeric separate, and then you mix it in with your other ingredients. With this, you don't have to find that perfect concentration, you know, because sometimes if you're cooking and you use too much turmeric, it gives your food more of a bland taste. So you have to really know the right proportion of turmeric to use in order to make your foods taste well. With ours, you get the perfect concentration of turmeric along with it, with all the other seasonings as well. So it's a very unique flavor. It's very different than any other all-purpose seasoning you'll find on the market. Gives your food a very, very unique taste with also great health benefits to it.
Wow, that's incredible, Maynard. And so what, just in general, within your business and just in life, what or who inspires you to stay motivated, focused, and persistent in your dreams and passions?
Wow, for me personally, I would say definitely my parents. I know with my family in general, my parents have had a lot of health problems throughout their lives. Or there's my dad having multiple eye surgeries, arthritis, heart, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes runs in my family. So there's been a lot of health issues within my family. And I've always been the type, my number one thing is to always make sure my parents do well. And my parents did a lot for me to make sure that I had a good upbringing and sacrificed a lot to make sure that I was well, even though we didn't have much. And so part of my pursuit with this company is to be able to build this brand into a larger scale brand. And, so obviously so I could take care of my family. But then also knowing the process that my parents have gone through and knowing the struggle that a lot of people's families go through as far, especially within the African-American community with high blood pressure and diabetes and different things like that. It's been a motivating factor to be able to have a product that's healthy and that we could raise awareness as well too, to different health problems. And so eventually, as we continue to grow, one thing we're looking to do at Jada Spices is to continue to partner with different organizations, different programs that look out and support people that are having health problems, health issues, and raising awareness for different health issues within various communities, obviously not just the African-American community, but different communities as well, and doing what we can to do to support that and also to raise awareness about just overall fitness and overall consciousness of what we're putting into our bodies.
That's so powerful, Maynard, and I 100% agree with you, you know, and that's why I'm passionate about this and passionate about health and wellness and holistic health. And as we wrap up our time together, it's been such a joy chatting with you today. How can people stay updated with your happenings? How can they reach out with questions and support your business?
Yes. Number one way is check us out on social media. We're at Jada Chicken Salt, which is J-A-D-A Chicken Salt, at all of our social media handles. So that's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Our website is chickensalt.com. You can also go to turmericsalt.com as well, too. That'll lead you to the same page as well. We post on our Instagram pages, we post lots of recipes. We have so many great fans that post and tag us on different recipes that they create, and it's so cool to be able to see some of the unique recipes that people make with our seasoning. So we always reshare different recipes that people cook using our products. So if you ever go to our Instagram or our Facebook pages, you could always see great innovative vegan recipes that you could create yourself at home using our seasoning as well. So that's a fantastic way to stay in touch with us. If you'd like to email us, you could email us at info@chickensalt.com. And, you know, we're still a small startup stage, and so we handle everything ourselves. So if you get a response, it's likely from me or my business partner directly, no third party. So we're hands-on on everything. That's a great way to reach out to us. And like I said, we do a number of vegan festivals across the country every month. So if there's a vegan festival coming up in your area, we're likely to be there. We're based out of the Los Angeles area. So any festivals that are going on in the L.A. area, we're there. We're going to be in Oakland tomorrow for the Oakland Veg Fest. Later on this year, we're going to be in the Pasadena Eat Drink Festival at the end of May. We'll also be at the Vegan Hard Festival, Vegan Playground Festival, in June, and then later on SoCal and a couple other Southern California-based veg festivals as well. So that's another great way to reach out to us.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much to Maynard O. of Jada Spices. Keep up the great work with everything that you're doing. You're such an inspiration and encouragement, and I look forward to seeing what else that you have in store.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to interview with you. This has been great, and I appreciate the support of our product as well.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 62 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Next week, join us with celebrity guest New Cupid. You'll be hearing his chart-topping music throughout this episode. His hit singles have been Cupid Shuffle, Cornbread and Greens, Love Slide, and he's opened up for New Edition, Stevie Wonder, T-Pain, Miguel, and many others. He has so many credits to his name that it's absolutely crazy, and I'm excited that we're going to have him right here on the Sade Champagne Show next week. We'll also have a brand new Say What segment, a new Mind Right Game Tight segment with Michelle Morgan, and a new Living with Fearless Joy with Melissa and Rick Wood segment. Thanks to my special guest tonight, Maynard O. of Jada Spices and Travellis Gomez. Our final song of the night is my brand new single, Hold On Overcome, that was written and executive produced by my music producers, The Quakes. It's available wherever music is downloaded and streamed digitally. I'm Sade Champagne, and thanks for listening to my radio show. I don't ever take your support for granted. We'll see you next Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time, right here on Grindhard Radio.
Releasing the stress, we were born to shine.